Crossing the Rubicon.
B1. Read the following historical tale from the book 30 More Famous Stories Retold by James Baldwin.
Rome was the most powerful city in the world. The Romans had conquered nearly all the countries around the Mediterranean Sea. They also took control over that part of Asia that now belongs to Turkey. Julius Caesar, a man of wonderful courage and energy, was sent with a large army into Gaul to conquer that country for Rome. Gaul was the region which we now call France. It was inhabited by many warlike tribes. They fought against Caesar with all their might, but were finally defeated. For 9 years, Caesar and his army served Rome well. They took over all of Gaul. They conquered part of Germany, and they even went into Britain, which was then a wild and savage country. But Caesar had many enemies at home. They were jealous because he had done such great things, and because the common people in Rome and other parts of Italy praised him as a hero. One of these persons, whose name was Pompey, had long been the most powerful man in Rome. Like Caesar, he was the commander of a great army, but his army had done very little to win the applause of the people. In another year, Caesar's service in Gaul would end. It was understood that he would then return home and be elected ruler of Rome. He would then be the most powerful man in the world. Pompey and other enemies of Caesar were determined to prevent this. They had the Roman Senate command Caesar to leave his army in Gaul and come at once to Rome.